Well, God bless you all, those who are listening. What a wonderful, wonderful joy it brings to my heart. It causes it to bubble over, knowing that you're taking time out to hear something about the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, tonight, I don't know if I would call my sharing part two on the hope in lieu of Reverend Bob Linfeld's sharing last Wednesday on living victoriously in hope. But it will be the same hope. Hallelujah. I can hear your hallelujahs. I will be sharing on this hope. That's the title, this hope. Also, hope. Hope is an expectation of something future, well grounded in who? God the Father and the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an expectation and a gladly and firmly held prospect of a future good. We can have this hope through our lives and throughout our lives with great trust in the Father. And that's where we place our trust. He tells us things because He loves us, and so we trust Him. You know, if life were a poker game, we could always have a winning hand, because our ace card would be our hope through Jesus Christ, backed by God. So then, God never gives us an empty hand or promises or unattainable expectations. That's not who our Father is. He's a giver. This hope always brings us pleasure or joy, whereas wishes and desires may be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Unfortunately, knowing this, we are living victorious in this hope. Amen? It wasn't always like this without God and Jesus Christ in our lives. But when we made Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, we now then are a part of this hope. So, to see this, let's look at Ephesians, please. And I'll be going back and forth from the King James to the NLT. Ephesians chapter 2, we'll start in verse 11. Ephesians 2, 11. Don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathens by the Judeans, who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies and not their hearts. Verse 12. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. You lived in this world without God and without hope. You know, before we decided to make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior or knew anything about God, we were apart from Him also in these days. But once we did that, we were locked in with the Father, and He was welcoming us with open arms. Allow me to separate the world's hope and our hope from Almighty God. The world's hope many times is hopelessness. God's comes with His assurance, capital A, to see why and where we can place our trust in. Let us go to God's Word. And for now, I would ask for you to go to 1 Thessalonians 2:19. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. After all, what gives us hope and joy? And what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when He returns? Answer, it is you. It is you and me. That's what we'll be doing, and that's what we can expect in our lives. What a joy that will bring us, knowing that that's what lies ahead. And I'd like for you to go to 1 Peter 1:3, please. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What other kind of hope would it be? It's a lively hope. We can have these great expectations, you see, because God always wants the best for us. And what He gives us is always filled with power and His love. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, let's go down to verse 19. 1 Peter 1, 19. Thank you for your patience. 1 Peter 1, 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you and me, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope would be in God. And that's where we want it to be. And you know, when we turn to God, hopefully right off the bat each and every time, we can expect these kind of things from our Father because of His great love. But whatever the case may be, we are always welcomed by Him. And we're given promises and precious things to look forward to. This is the biggie, the hope. We often hear brothers and sisters say, you know, I wish Christ would return today. And that's okay. But one of the Christian's exhortations is found in Romans 15:4, please. Romans 15:4. And in Romans 15:4, I'll be reading the NLT on this. It reads, such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait, what? Patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. That's what we have to look forward to. But God tells us we are to be patient. We are to be patient. Does that mean sitting around in a dark closet? No. We're living our lives, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Spreading the love God has first shown us. My goodness, there's nothing better to talk about than those things. Yes, we can multitask. We can work and speak to people. People who have a desire to know God, who are hurting. The world is full of hurting people, broken people. But you know what? We have the very word that can heal them up. Okay? So knowing this, this hope should be the greatest exhortation to us to move forward for God. Now, we must know that the Holy Spirit is involved in our way of believing. Go to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Back to Romans 15 and dropping down to verse 13. I will be reading this one also out of the NLT. I pray that God, the source of what? Hope. The source of hope will fill you. God doesn't want to give you things halfway or just barely get you over the hump. He always fills us. You know what? If it overflows, so be it. Okay? God, the source of hope, will fill you completely. There it is. Completely with joy and peace. Who doesn't want that? I thank God in the morning and when I'm pillowing my head for His great peace and joy that He gave me that day. Okay? Because you, what? Trust in Him. Capital H. Then you will overflow. There it is again. Now we're going to overflow with what? Confident hope. Confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. If that doesn't wake you up, what will? And always should be. This is another sharing for another day. But now, what Jesus Christ has performed as our hope is what makes this hope our salvation and connection to eternal life. Can you see how all this comes together? God put everything in place and shows us each step to take, and it brings everything to a crescendo, which is the hope. You'll sometimes hear someone say, you know, it's your only hope. Well, in this case, it really is this hope, because it's a promise from the Father. Exclamation point. Let me close with this example of hope used in these true statements. Hope in a battle, the world's way and God's way. The world's way. Man, I hope we can win this battle. Wishful thinking at best. Now God's way. We are victors because of the hope. Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunities you give us to share on the hope with strangers and brothers and sisters alike. There is no greater peace we can have in our hearts knowing that there's so much more to this life. Father, help us with your words when we have that desire in our hearts to communicate these things to those around us. Give us the words, Father, in season or out. It doesn't matter. Your words, Father, move people. Make the difference as it has in ours. And I thank you again for all those listening tonight that you bless them and remind them of your precious promises in the healing and risen name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.